anyway, that's why I think we should vote Debbie off the squad. Hold on. My brother just walked into the room. No, it's okay. I don't need to go. I can keep talking. He probably just wants another hand job. Yeah, I have to give them to him all the time. It's pretty gross, actually. He's already taken off his pants. Yeah, he's my brother. That's what makes it especially gross. Wait a second. I need to switch my phone to the other ear. I need to have my hand job hand free. No, don't hang up. We've got important cheerleader business to discuss. He'll be done in a few minutes tops. Well, unless he's in super horny mode. In which case, he needs to get off multiple times. Now, if he wants a blowjob, then I will definitely have to call you back. For now, I'm good. But back to Debbie. She's not really keeping up the standards of the team. Her professors are saying she's struggling, and she misses practices all the time. And did you see her cheers at the last game? Pathetic. What? No, I wasn't calling you pathetic. I'm talking to my friend on the phone. Although it does kind of fit. You're making your big sister give you handjobs and other lewd stuff. No, shut up. You're getting what you want. And I'm in the middle of a very important phone call. Sorry. I hope the background noises aren't too distracting. Maybe the phone doesn't even pick them up. It's honestly kind of loud in here. Mostly because of its moaning. Can you hear all that? No? Good. I've learned to tune it out and just kind of zone out when I'm jerking him off. It works out better that way. Anyway, back to Debbie. I kind of want to get this settled before next week's game. So that we can bring up one of the girls from the reserve list. And really? Can't you see him on the phone? Can you wait like 10 minutes for a blowjob? Or maybe just let me finish you with my hand? Well, that's fucking great. Fine, be that way. Sorry, my little brother's being a dick. The good news is I can still keep talking. I don't have to suck his cock. The bad news is that apparently this is the day he fucks me for the first time. No, seriously, don't make a big deal about it. I knew this day would come. It's a little embarrassing it has to happen when I'm talking to you, but I can't let my stupid brother get in the way of my responsibility as his head cheerleader. One sec, though. I need to take off my panties and lie down on my back, apparently. I'm still wearing my uniform from practice. I should take it off if he's gonna fuck me. But honestly, I think he'll be disappointed if I'm not wearing it. It's both really gross and kind of cute at the same time. Whoa, wait. No condom? What are you trying to pull here? Do you want to get me pregnant? Oh, well, in that case, go ahead, I guess. Don't let my dreams of saving my virginity for marriage and not having a baby with a family member get in your way. Sorry, are you still there? I feel really bad about having to keep interrupting our conversation. No, this isn't a bad time. I mean, yeah, it is, but I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of ruining this phone call. Although, he'll probably end up satisfied in a lot of other ways. Anyways, sorry. Where were we? He's starting to poke his cock against my pussy, and it's really distracting. Hey, for fuck's sake, if you're gonna do it, don't waste my time and do it already. Or come back later for a blowjob. I think he's nervous. I mean, fucking your sister is a big step, I guess. Even for a pervert like him. He probably is shocked I'm giving it up so easily. But I'm tired of just waiting for it to happen one day, you know? Wait. I think he's made up his mind. He's going in. He's stretching me. Okay. Back. We good for a bit here? I'll just let him do whatever he's gonna do now that he's in me. But that doesn't really require my attention, so where were we? Oh yeah, Debbie. And ditching her before the next game. Maybe we don't need to totally get rid of her. We can just move her off the active roster. Maybe let her do pep rallies if she stands in the back. Not the actual games. Yeah, he's fucking me all right. I thought that was kind of obvious, but just ignore him like I am. It's not like you're actually here to see or hear any of this, let alone being the one fucked by him. And I don't really feel like talking about the entire experience right now. It's not that he's bad or anything. It's just that it feels bad, you know? Like that time I got busted for cheating on that test and got sent to the dean's office. Except, instead of all that, my brother is fucking me. He's picking up speed now. It may mess up my ability to talk a little. Or maybe I'll drop the phone. Just bear with me here. We're almost done with the conversation. He probably won't last long either. Sorry, I told you he wasn't necessarily bad. The fact that it's kind of turning me on makes it worse, though. But, Debbie. Yeah, her. God, I should have blackmailed her into fucking my brother so I wouldn't have to. Oh, I feel kind of foolish for not thinking of that a few weeks ago. I guess I'm pretty sure she would have gone for it to stay on the main squad. Oh, damn it. No, don't worry about it. It's just, I think that I'm gonna come from all this. I really hate the idea. It's just gonna inflate his ego and give him all kinds of wrong ideas. Maybe we should continue this call later. Oh, really? You don't mind? That's so cool of you. Wait. Was that a moan? That was a moan. And it wasn't me. That sure wasn't him. Are you fucking masturbating at the idea of my little brother raping me? Yes, I'm upset. I was hoping for a little more understanding here. I've grown to expect my brother to use me for his sexual pleasure. Oh, but not my best friend. Oh, but fine. Since you're playing along at home, you think he's getting close. And I am too. Do you think it's too late for me to tell him to pull out? I mean, it's literally not. Oh, he hasn't come yet. And just rethinking the whole getting pregnant thing. I was kind of bluffing him at the time. Oh, but that didn't stop him. And then I was just like, whatever. Except now it seems like a bigger deal. Let him come in me? Some friend you are. If you give advice like that, how can I trust you on important stuff like Debbie? Oh, wait. Hold on. I think he's just about done. I am too. So, if that means you need to make yourself come too, then whatever. Well, this is it. He's gonna come in me, which is bad. And I'm gonna come too, which is almost as bad. Except I'm kind of looking forward to the second thing in a weird Stockholm kind of way. But not the incestual pregnancy thing. I don't want my brother's baby in me. Do I? Oh, fuck, I do. Pretend you didn't hear that. Not you, her. Oh, well, you too. You definitely didn't hear that. Now shut up and come at me already. Oh, fuck. So, did you come? I mean, it sounded like you did. No, not you, moron. I was here for your orgasm. I can feel your cum inside of me. Now shut up. So, did you come too while you listened to all of that? Good. Then we can finish up this business with Debbie. Never mind, he's still hard. This is one of those super horny days I mentioned earlier. So this could go on for a while. This just isn't working out, I guess. Let me call you back in half an hour. No, make that an hour. He may last even longer this time if he's already come once. So will, an hour work? Maybe a touch longer? Yeah, you could come over if you want. We could discuss Debbie in person. Although, you're just down the street. You might walk in on something kind of gross. Wait, you don't think I'm gonna have a threesome with my brother and my best friend, do you? Okay. But we really do need to talk about Debbie at some point here. No, hurry up and get here. I'm gonna need a break pretty soon, I think. I'm still worn out from practice. You can get fucked after this and, I don't know, we'll do some vaguely or not so vaguely girl-on-girl stuff with each other while he's doing that. Or afterwards, too, if we're still worked up. Does that sound like a plan? Okay, cool. Just let yourself in. It's what my brother's doing to me right now.